Thank you for listening today on Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Feel free to check us out at podcastwithpastorlarry.com. In just a moment, Pastor Larry will be teaching us a constant truth from God's Word to help us in this always changing world. You can always find more teaching with Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4, that's the number 4, Others. That would be Freedom Church 4, Others. Now, let's get to learning the Bible, to live the Bible with Pastor Larry.
So thankful for you being a part of the study today, and very grateful that we could gather together, right, and study God's Word for a moment. So, if you're got disconnected and you're rejoining, welcome back. Thanks for being a part of our study today. We're talking about the great I am claims. Jesus made a few great I am claims. Jesus said one that we'll study in just a moment, I am the bread of life. Jesus made statements like, I am the door. Physical door? Well, no, but there is a connection, what he is referring to. Jesus made the statement, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the true vine. We all know that Jesus made statements like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus even made the statement, I am the good shepherd. What does that mean? Well, there are a lot of significant correlations to this. And so, again, I can tell from my feed here and the computer and screens that I'm looking at that there may be some disconnection here. I am sorry for that, but this is being recorded and is still going to be on the podcast. So let's continue our study, and hopefully you aren't getting too frustrated by some connectivity issues. I do apologize for that, but we're going to continue our study together. So join me in John chapter 6. John chapter 6, we're going to look at a few verses here together. Well, quite a few verses, but Jesus made some incredible statements, and the claims that Jesus made would have been outrageous if he, Jesus, were not God in the flesh. And so these claims of I am, that's how Jesus started those statements. What does that mean? It means that God, that he is, that he has always been, and he forever, always will be. So in John chapter 6, verse 35, listen to these words of Jesus. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus said, but I told you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me, listen to these great words, I will never cast out. Boy, that is significant too. So what are we learning, and what have we learned last week? And as we kind of review just a bit today, what does all of this mean? This is what it means. The bread of life, who is Jesus, because that's what he said, and we believe him, is essential for salvation in this life. The key word is essential. This is the separating factor from all religious systems and other good prophets and well-meaning people who cannot substantiate the claims that Jesus made. The point that Jesus is declaring is that he, in fact, is the only way to salvation. That's why Jesus is essential for salvation. No other religious leader comes even close to making that claim as Jesus says in offering himself as the bread of life. And here's what's interesting, what we learn from the context here in John 6, is that Jesus is offering himself as exclusive salvation. Now, he is all inclusive to the world, you know, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But he's exclusive. What does this mean? Jesus and the salvation of what we're talking about, forgiveness of sins and an eternity in heaven, is exclusive. What does that mean? There is no other way to satisfaction, to sufficiency, or salvation but through the person of Jesus Christ. And that is what's so key for us to understand. See, he didn't come to merely show a way. Jesus is the way. And Jesus is not one of many ways. He is the only way. Only those who have been saved, put their faith and trust in the shed blood of Jesus Christ through the finished and completed work of the cross, will find everlasting life. So Jesus lets us know that, look, this salvation is exclusive. In other words, there's only one way. But also we understand that Jesus, the bread of life, offers something very significant. It's eternal salvation. It's exclusive one way, but it's eternal. It's not temporary. It's not, hey, only as you are really good. You got to do really well. Don't mess up. Don't sin again or you'll lose it. Nope, that's not what Jesus taught. And what we find is, in verse 37, if we can recap, all whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me, I will never cast out. These are some great truths as we're speaking of eternal salvation. This is part of God's plan. This is his purpose. And not one single person that places their faith in Christ will be lost. Jesus said in John 10, verses 28 and 29, listen to this, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." So what do we find? Jesus, the bread of life, he is essential for salvation. But number two, as we recap from last week, is that the bread of life, Jesus, is essential for, yes, salvation, but for strength in this life. And as we go through the context here of John chapter 6 and the scriptures, we cannot seem to really exhaust the whole statement that Christ made, because signifies and tells us that he, Christ, is our sustenance and our strength. This is very important because Christ, we find that there is sufficient strength in the bread that Christ gives. And we aren't talking about physical bread. In other words, Christ and his words are enough, right? He is enough in what he gives us and what we need for this life on earth. Jesus is enough. That's what we find. So yes, Jesus provides himself as sufficient strength for us, but also we find that there is satisfying strength. Yes, sufficient strength, but satisfying strength in the bread of Christ. Christ is what takes all the longings, all the hungers spiritually, and makes us satisfied with him alone. Christ is enough to fill us and satisfy us. And I love that thought. So as we reviewed, the bread of life is essential for salvation. The bread of life, speaking and referring to only one person, Jesus, is essential for strength in this life. But let me give you a third thought today. And that is, the bread of life is essential for significance in this life. Salvation, strength, and significance. People are needing value, and worth. They're wanting to find their purpose. They're wanting to find their meaning in this life. And Jesus provides that for you and I. Our greatest hunger is for relationships. And this is combined, yes, physically and spiritually. A relationship that engages or engenders both awe and love, and that is expressed, right, through commitment and celebration. And I believe that here in the context, and we're going to look at some scriptures once again, that we find some great truths of dialogue between the multitudes and Christ here in John chapter 6 that shed some great light on where we find this significance from the bread of life. See, first of all, real significance is found in the words of Christ. I want us to look at John chapter 6, and I'd like for you to go to verse 63. John 6, verse 63. Have you found it? Good. "It is the Spirit," Jesus said, "who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life." Jesus said that the words that he gives are spirit and life. These are the words for the source of life to those who heed them. Remember, the Lord said, did he not, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." In Job chapter 23, verse 12, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth," referring to Jesus, God, "more than my necessary food." What are we realizing? We're realizing that there is significance found in the words of Christ. Have you ever found yourself needing encouragement from people? Have you ever found yourself needing hope or just compassion from people, which kind of at times seems to lack in the world? Well, sure, we all have. But here's what we find from the scriptures. Jesus provides significance, yes, from his words. But we also find significance in our worship of Christ. Now, I want to look at John chapter 6, and I'd like to read verses 66 through 69. Speaking of significance in our worship of Christ, this is why it's so good for us to come together as believers in Christ. Yes, on Sunday or whatever day of the week it is that you meet, or in your Bible studies, in your small groups, or even through the podcast and Facebook right now, even if you get disconnected. You're never disconnected from the Lord. But listen to these words, John chapter 6, verse 66. "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." That's sad. "So Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?'" In other words, are you going to stay? Are you going to stay, or are you going to go? Are you going to be committed, or are you going to be faithful? Simon Peter answered in verse 68, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Great question and response. Listen to this. "You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I love this. What a great response. At the end of these miracles and Jesus' teaching, many of the people who said they were followers of Jesus decided they were done with Jesus. They're done with Christ. They walked away. Perhaps the words of Jesus were hard, and they are. Maybe they thought about the cost and said, you know what, we're not willing to pay the cost. It's too great. Or maybe they didn't have enough hunger. Maybe they were filling their life with other things outside the Word of God and outside of Jesus. Whatever the case is, the Lord turns to the disciples and says, hey, are you going to go too? In other words, are you going to leave? And that's where Peter said, did he not? Lord, where are we going to go? To whom? Who else is going to provide for us what you have? And the answer to that is no one. And he is saying this really for all of us who have tasted of the Lord and found that he is good. There's no one like Jesus, right? And no one can offer to us and give to us what Jesus does. There is significance in his words. There is significance in the worship of Christ, but there's also significance found in the work for Christ. I want to go back to John chapter 6 and look at 68 and 69 once again. And here's what he said. Remember, Peter said to the Lord, to whom shall we go? Who else is there beside you? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And at the end of all of this, very quickly you find that if I can go back to the story of when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman and he won her to faith, right? Giving her, right, spring of life, giving him to her. He was giving himself to her. And she said, well, you came here to drink and yet you have nothing to draw from. And he says, well, if you drink of this well, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give, you will never thirst again. And while Jesus was with this woman at the well, the disciples, we know, were gone to buy bread and gone to buy food and nourishment. And they returned to Jesus. And they told the Lord when they arrived, hey, Jesus, Master, eat. We know you're hungry, eat. And they were sure that he was hungry. He had been working and ministering and helping people. He had to be tired and he had to be hungry. But then Jesus made an incredible statement. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. My meat or food is to do the will of the Father. What is the lesson in all of this? Why would he make such a statement? Here it is. If I am to be fulfilled, I must pursue a will that is greater than mine. Think about that for your life and for my life. Are you truly fulfilled? Or are you still wandering and empty inside? Well, there's a reason, because God has created us as spirit beings, and we need to be spiritually fulfilled. And a fulfilled life is one that has the will of God as its focus, and not for the appetite or have an appetite of our flesh and for the things of the world. See, there is a world to reach with the gospel of Christ. And truly, Jesus said that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So enter into the work of Christ and enter into reaching souls and people for Jesus with the good news of the gospel that Jesus died for them and he gave his life for them. And that, yes, through him, I am the bread of life. They can too have not, yes, physical life, but spiritual life. And we and they, and if you know Jesus, you already know that Jesus is more than enough to make us and fulfill us and give us, make us complete, is he not? And here's the thing. A personal response is needed and necessary with what Jesus teaches. A hungry man can sit down at a table, like most of us have done through Thanksgiving and will for Christmas, right? And overeat. Yet, you can also sit down at the table and turn your nose up at the food, and you can leave as hungry as you came. And many people will go to church services or Bible studies where, yes, it's a service and it's a gathering of religious systems, but then no food, spiritual food, is given. And so what happens? People come to church and come to a service and come to events that maybe a church has and leave empty. God help us to always reflect that there is one source and that Jesus is that source to be and give us himself as the bread of life. You know, evidently, everyone can be hungry, but not hungry enough to eat. Have you ever been so sick, or maybe stressed, or full with anxiety or worry that you couldn't eat? I'm sure that you've experienced that. We all have. But it is impossible for you to have the life of God, eternal life, without personally receiving Christ as your Savior. Until you receive Jesus Christ as the bread of life, you can't have life. That's why Jesus said in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." My friend, Jesus is the answer that the world needs today. Next time, we're going to talk about in the other great I Am, and that is where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And I hope you'll join me for that study. Why don't you invite someone to join you? Have them listen to the podcast, share it, have them get on Facebook so that they too, yes, I'm talking about those who are maybe on the fence of what Jesus is and what he's done. And while they may be familiar with some religious systems, they have never actually experienced a personal relationship with Jesus. Why don't you share this with them so that they can understand why Jesus made these bold claims? There's only one reason, and that is for us to recognize and for the world to see their need, yet that need can be filled and met through the work of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me today as we're continuing to study the great I Am claims that Jesus made. Well, until next time, God bless you. You are loved and you are prayed for. Can't wait to spend time with you again in the Word. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today for Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Connect with Pastor Larry at podcastwithpastorlarry.com to hear weekly biblical teaching. You can always find more teaching of Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4. That's the number 4 others. That would be Freedom Church 4 others. This is a listener-supported podcast. Feel free to partner with us to further our reach of the gospel to the world. If you feel led to give, please log on to PastorLarry.org. Again, thanks for connecting to Podcast with Pastor Larry.